Hello, and welcome to the Tavern Chat Podcast. I'm your host, Eric Tenkar, your bartender in the OSR, your main proprietor at the Tenkar's Tavern blog. So today is, it's another news day. I'm going to go with the oldest news first, actually. And this is news that just came to my attention, and I feel bad that I missed it. Holy crap. It's an update on the Gygax Trust, pretty much. Now, the Gygax Trust is the entity that controls the IP for Gary Gygax. It's not the Memorial Fund. Okay, so those are two different things. I like to make sure we keep those separate. Keep the angry Guild Gygax lawyers away from me. Those little threats. But in any case, when it comes to lawyers, I guess Gail is learning herself now. From June 25th, 2018, thecourthousenews.com. Tom DeSanto, producer of X-Men and Transformers, is suing Gail Gygax. Gail, the widow of Gary Gygax, claiming that Tom and Gail formed a partnership to exploit the brand. Not the brand of D&D, but the Gygax brand, the Gary Gygax IP. But she tried to negotiate a video game deal without him. And it's being sued in L.A. Lawsuits in L.A. Superior Court. Now, let's give a little background on this one for those that like to be brought up to speed. When Gary passed, he left his IP to Gail Gygax. That's the, I believe, the Gail Gygax Irrevocable Trust or whatever it's called. In any case, it's a bundle of all of Gary's unpublished works. It is the works that Gary did for Trollord Games, whether it's Castle Zagig or Legendary Adventures. So that is the IP that we are talking about. So, 2 years ago, almost to the day, look at it right now, July 27th, 2016, it was announced that Gary Gygax Estate partnered with Tom DeSanto to basically monetize the IP. He was talking movies. He was talking TV series, games, whatever. He was going to bring it out there. Now, I have it on very good authority. Note, not from primary sources. So it's not from talking to anybody in the Gygax family, but that Tom DeSanto wanted or was trying to pitch a project kind of like Game of Thrones, a serialized fictional fantasy setting adventure world using the Gygax IP, and he wanted Luke and or Ernie on board as producers. By having them on board, they would add legitimacy to the project. It's automatic name recognition. And when you pitch these projects saying that I have the creative sons who were directly involved in the creating of and the testing of, and they knew their father's work, that's great. Gail has refused every attempt to include the brothers on any of these projects, because she does not want, allegedly, to have them make a cent off their father's legacy. There's a huge family issue going on there that we're not going to delve too deeply in. But in any case, nothing has happened in the 2 years since DeSanto and Gail made this deal. So, let's fast forward. And we have the announcement with Gygax Games and Fig a few months ago that they are partnering to bring video, computer, iOS, Android games. They deal with Fig, is that, you know, Fig is a funding platform similar to Kickstarter, but they're more directly involved in the projects and in bringing people together. And they were going to do this great deal, and they even interviewed Alex Gygax about it, because Alex is the president of Gygax Games. Now, to show you how well thought out this deal was, the Gygax Memorial Fund website's been down for months, and no sign of coming back up. And Gygax Games. At the time of the article, at the time the deal was struck, Gygax Games didn't even have a website. It was mentioned in one of the articles. So if you were interested in seeing what Gygax Games could produce, you can't go to that fucking website. Talk about planning, right? Well done. So, why is Gail making a kind of deals with Fig and not going through her partner, DeSanto? I'm assuming because DeSanto wants to include the brothers in these deals because they legitimize the deal. Now, the Gygax IP is literally rotting on the vine. Every day that goes by, it is not like a fine wine. It does not get better. It is like a skunky beer. If I have to use my alcohol reference here. And it's getting skunkier every fucking day. Gary's time has come, and it is quickly going. And Gail, let's be honest, needs money. Now, I'm still waiting on a final answer, because the answer I got from Alex didn't really answer anything directly, on the monies that were coming from Wizards of the Coast, because they are selling the PDFs and the print-on-demands of the AD&D 1E core books through One Bookshelf. That's Drive-Thru and RPG Now. And like I said a while ago, I reached out to OBS, said, hey, listen, this ad's still here in the back, that the portion of these monies go to the Gygax Memorial Fund to build a statue. Is that true, or is it just that we're reprinting a reprint and that was in the reprint that's being reprinted? And huge props to OBS for reaching out to Wizards of the Coast as quickly as they did. Within hours, we got the answer from Wizards of the Coast that, yes, this is still the procedure that we're doing. We are still giving a portion of the funds to the Gygax Memorial Fund. That being said, a recent tax return showed $10 coming in for 365 days of fundraising. Now, I mean, shit, I would give $10 to the fund just for shits and giggles at this point. But if you're telling me that Wizards of the Coast is giving them money, I know they're raising more than $10 a year. Alex promised to look into it, and then he said that there was going to be, I don't want to misquote this, there was going to be a tax filing or some additional paperwork or some sort. I haven't heard since. That's been nearly 2 months since I've heard that. I don't know what to say on this one. I'm guessing that Gail, she wants her money. Now, the deal with DeSanto, he didn't pay anything for this. He's going to get a percentage of whatever monies are raised, but if she's not letting him do the deal, he's not going to get a percentage of shit. He's just going to waste his time. And if it's a waste of his time, he's not going to do anything. The man knows how to sell projects. Okay, he knows how to get people involved. He knows how to raise money. And for Gail to obviously handcuffed him for the last 2 years because there's been no announcements. If there was anything in the works, there'd be a huge fucking announcement because they'd be priming the pumps. But there's nothing. And this Fig deal has her defending a lawsuit. I don't even know if Gail can afford a lawyer. And if she can afford a lawyer, she's not going to be affording a lawyer that to the quality that DeSanto is going to bring to the table. And the thing to remember, and you can look at this when it comes to the recent Ken Whitman lawsuit, in a civil case, it is not guilt, or whatever you want to call it, beyond a reasonable doubt. You don't need proof beyond a reasonable doubt. You need preponderance of the evidence. So somebody comes to the table, and their evidence is 51% weight, and you come up with 49%, well, guess what? You're shit out of luck. Okay? It's going to go against you. And I would say that if DeSanto has filed a suit against Gail, he's not looking to get, you know, blood from a stone. There's no money to squeeze out of Gail except for the which are the Coast funds that somehow are in this purgatory. We don't know where they are. But he's doing that to loosen Gail's restrictions. You know what? You want me to drop this lawsuit? Well, you drop your objections for me, including one brother or the other, on these projects. And I'm hoping that it works. Yeah, that's my assumption, because he's filing a lawsuit against somebody who has no money, who is desperate for funds. Okay? So, maybe this will loosen something up. Maybe this will make something happen. I hope it does. So, you know what? I was going to touch on other stuff that's kind of newsworthy, but we're already at the 12-minute mark. I think each of them would probably cover about the same amount of time. So, we will leave it with just the Guy Gax update today. I might have some more Ken witticisms tomorrow, or at least a closing statement from Ken, and some Roboteck news and other stuff. But in the meantime, thank you so much for stopping by. Thank you for listening. If you're listening on iTunes, we have 8 ratings. We have a 4.5 star overall. I'd love to see more. If you can, please do. Please leave us a review. Yesterday, August 1st, we had 398 downloads of the Tavern Chat podcast, various episodes. That is a new high watermark. Again, I thank you all. You're all awesome. Be safe. God bless. Roll your dice well. And I will check in with you all tomorrow. Later.